from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Key U.S. senators on Sunday called for the Trump administration to give more information about the country's military involvement in Niger. Four American soldiers were killed in an ambush in the West African nation earlier this month. In interviews on NBC's Meet the Press news program, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democrat Charles Schumer said they support the efforts of Republican Senator John McCain. He is trying to find out details of the attack, as well as the scope of the American campaign against the Islamic State in Niger. Both Graham and Schumer said they had been unaware that there were 1,000 American troops in Niger. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday promoted improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way of countering Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson participated in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. He told Saudi King Salman and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that their improving links showed, quote, great potential. He cited the August reopening of a major border crossing between the two countries and the resumption of direct flights between Baghdad and Riyadh. Salman said, we are facing in our region serious challenges in the form of extremism and terrorism, as well as attempts to destabilize our country. These attempts require our full attention. This is VOA News. Exit polls indicated that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition was on track for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. Japanese media predicted Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition winning a majority, possibly even maintaining the two-thirds supermajority it held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A victory in the snap election will likely ensure Abe receives another three-year term as head of the LDP coalition next year, making him Japan's longest-serving leader. A powerful hurricane roared toward Japan's main island Monday, killing at least two people and bringing heavy rain to western Japan. The hurricane was classified as an intense Category 4 storm. It's got winds of up to 198 kilometers per hour. It's on track to make landfall on the Pacific coast of central Japan before dawn Monday and continue northeast toward Tokyo. India is trying to get clarification on why its military chief was denied entry to the United States. It has summoned the United States Deputy Ambassador to Jakarta to try to explain the situation. The Armed Forces commander and his wife were preparing to board their flight to the U.S. on Saturday when the airline informed them that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied them entry. The general had been invited to a conference in Washington on extremist organizations by U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta said the general was unable to travel as planned and that the U.S. ambassador had apologized to him. Prominent Yemeni journalist Afra Nasser has been denied entry to the United States to accept an award. In September, the Committee to Protect Journalists announced that it would present its 2017 International Press Freedom Award to Nasser, who had been living in exile in Sweden. Nasser, on her blog, wrote, "While there are good reasons why I should travel to the U.S., my two U.S. visa applications to date have been rejected by the American Embassy in Stockholm, Sweden. I am currently applying for the third time, and I am not optimistic." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.